Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Adam Hemmings. The incoming Premier has stamped his authority by announcing a cabinet shake-up. Bill Johnston has been stripped of corrective services, the portfolio handed over to Paul Papalia. Roger Cook admits it's time for new ideas to address issues at the Bankshire Hill Detention Centre.
To make sure that we can provide a fresh set of eyes and see how we can continue to move that difficult policy area forward.
New Deputy Leader Rita Saffiotti is WA's new Treasurer. She's also added tourism to her responsibilities. The Reserve Bank Governor has justified a series of rate hikes, which he says he understands is putting pressure on household budgets. The official figure is going up by 25 basis points this month to 4.1%, the 12th increase since May last year. Philip Lowe says they've had no other choice.
If we had not tightened monetary policy, the cost of living would be higher for longer. This would hurt all Australians and the functioning of our economy. This would ultimately require even higher interest rates to get inflation to come back down again and more unemployment.
A Perth man has pleaded not guilty over the alleged murder of his mother. Cryptocurrency trader Andre Rebello has briefly faced court where he's denied killing his mum Colleen, who was found dead in her Bigton home in May of 2020. The case returns to court next month. Weight loss giant Jenny Craig has officially folded in Australia. It's immediately stopped trading and staff have been made redundant after administrators failed to find a buyer. To sports, and West Coast coach Adam Simpson hopes we haven't seen the last of Nick Natanui, who won't play again this season as he needs surgery on his Achilles injury.
Well, I hope not. No, I hope not. So hopefully we can get this right and he can work through the rehab and we see him next year. So it's been unfortunate this year. He's obviously won a couple of best and fairest there and he had interrupted year last year and this came out of the blue a little bit pre-season, so it's something I think he can get over.
The coach has also confirmed Liam Duggan has now been discharged from hospital after seeking treatment for a toe infection.